verse is out of that ninth chapter of John's Gospel. Let's stand with me if you would. And the second verse is, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I'm going to read that again. Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Let's go on down to the sixth verse. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is the interpreted sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. And now let's go down to the 24th verse. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. Now, one thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. When you're a living testimony, you need to give God the glory. When you're a living testimony, you need to give God the glory. You know, there, as we read this, we can see that the disciples thought that anybody who had a problem, any ailment, any situation, probably had a lot to do with their sinning or their living outside of the will of God. And either they did or their parents did, or somehow that ailment or that problem or that situation was because of something they had done, something that they did that was counter to God's will. So they were sure of that. And so when they saw this young man who had been born blind, they asked him, who sinned? Was it his parents, or is it his sin that somehow he knew that he was going to sin, so he was punished? What was this? And Jesus said it had nothing to do with any of those. Said this man was born this way, born blind, because somehow God is going to be able to get some glory. You see, when God does what God is going to do, there's going to be some glory. Say, I knew him when he was blind. And somehow God's going to get the glory. God's going to get the glory. But somehow it seemed that in this situation, folks didn't want to hear about Jesus doing the things of will of God and making things happen, miracles occur. As a matter of fact, anybody who said that Jesus was who Jesus said he was was going to be thrown out of the synagogue. But this young man that was healed, let's talk about his healing. He was there, and the disciples saw him, and Jesus told them that God's going to do something here. And this is an opportunity for God to show his glory and to show who he is. And so he took the young man aside, and after he had put spit on the ground and made clay, he put the clay on his eyes. You know the story. He put the clay on his eyes and told him, now you go and wash in the pool. Wash the mud, the clay out of your eyes. And he did, and he came back seeing. What a miraculous thing that was. Here he was, and his parents had to be excited. I mean, from the time he was born, he couldn't see.
From
the time he was born, they had to do everything for him, and they had to carry him around because he wasn't able to do things. So he had to be excited, but his parents had to be excited. That child who never loved. Somehow, all of these things that they'd gone through, somehow, now they could see that that was changed. He was going to be able to take care of himself. He was able to see. Maybe he was already, well, I mean, a lot of folks who can't see or have other ailments still work and get a lot accomplished. But at any rate, now he was going to be able to see. Give God the glory. Jesus said, he said, one of the reasons, the reason isn't because of any sin, but so that God can accomplish something here. God can be manifest. His power and his love can be manifest in him. This miracle that he was going to work, Jesus had already said it was going to happen. Somehow, though, after he was, his blindness was taken care of, after he was able to see, his parents said that when asked, is that your boy?
They look like him. Is that your son that was blind from birth?
Yeah.
And you think, well, they said, give God the glory.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's him.
Yeah.
He couldn't see, but now he can't. You know, they didn't say that.
Mm.
They were afraid that they talked about it and said who Jesus was.
Wow.
Yeah. And admitted that Jesus had done what he had said he was going to do.
Yeah.
They were going to be thrown out of the synagogue.
Yeah, right.
They didn't give God the glory. They said, that's not son, but you got to ask him.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't willing to give God the glory.
Yeah.
When God has blessed you, when God has done something in your life.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that God has done this, according to Jesus, and when folk know Jesus was right, the reason God has done this, he had an opportunity to get glory out of something he was going to do in somebody's life.
Yeah.
That boy was blind so that God could get the glory when when he had his sight again.
Yeah. Yeah.
God was going to get the glory.
Yeah.
You know, we are so much the same way. We find ourselves being blessed.
And
somehow we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, God has blessed you.
Yeah.
God has done something special for
you.
Yeah. If you recognize that you are, in fact, a living testimony for what God can do, what God has done, what God will do in somebody's life, God wants you to do it.
Yeah.
The reason that you went through that situation it may not be because you put yourself in that situation, but it's an opportunity for God to get the praise, God to get the glory, God to get the honor. Why is it that we've gone through things and somehow nobody knows what I've gone through? God brought me through it. God brought me out. Well, God wanted you to recognize that you are a living testimony. You need to give God the praise. Give God the glory. Tell me the doctors give their part. That's a good thing. Because God has blown the breath of knowledge over the doctor's mind. But you know what? The doctors couldn't bring about a cure. And all those things they have in the hospital, all the special medication and all the equipment you get. They can put all the fluids and things into the body, but the fluids don't bring about healing. Somehow all those things that can be done, somehow you can tell the doctor, we thank you for what you did. And you say to those who put the equipment together, write letters and talk about how glad you are that they came up with that formula or that equipment. That's good. To let them know that you appreciate what you did. But dear God, God's the one. Healing doesn't come from medication or doctors or the loving nurses. Healing comes from God.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something about a living testimony that I heard about just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
You remember when Brother Roberts came to the church? He had something for us. He wanted us to pray for him.
Yeah.
Because you see, there was something going on in his family.
Yeah. Well,
the situation that we prayed for didn't seem to get better. As a matter of fact, it got worse.
Yeah.
His brother, as a matter of fact, got to the point where he was in a coma and they were doing everything they could to try to keep him alive. They didn't know that that was part where they said, well, I guess what we're going to do is take the tubes out.
Yeah,
you know,
come on, man.
There's nothing we can do now. There's nothing to be done about this situation. Nothing we can do, so the prayers kept going up. Prayers kept going up. Prayers no hushing. Prayers went up. And somehow I want to let you know that just a couple of days ago, when folks went in to be standing by his bedside, where they expected to walk in and find him laying there asleep as he had been for so many days.
Yeah.
They expected to go in and find him just laying there, not able to do anything, not able to move. But the last time he was slightly awake, he didn't recognize anybody. It was much worse than that. And they walked into the room expecting to see him laying there. Somehow he was stood up.
Hallelujah!
He's brought us out of the fire. He's lifted us out of the comfort and they're bound up. They're anxious and not able to get through the situation. They're finding out, Sarah, but you know what? Somehow we didn't tell anybody that I was, didn't know how I was going to pay that rent. We don't go and beg me, but I didn't know how I was going to ever get through that situation. We need to let folks know where we were, where God brought us from. We need to recognize that He allowed us to get into that situation that we could be a living testimony. Somebody is going to praise Him and make the world know what a good God we have. That voice that I don't know, how I can tell you what I do know. All I know is I was blind, but now I can see. All I know is one who watched my eyes with the clay of my eyes and was sight again. I can tell you, I've gone through some situations. All of us, I think, if you look today, I've gone through some situations. And somehow, as I look back over my life, I realize I could not have made it if it hadn't been for the Lord. I want to praise you.
Thank you.
nothing. That's all right. He's with you. I'm reminded of those children at the sea. They didn't know how they were going to cross. And after they got across, they saw the army of Egypt being destroyed. They gave God the praise.
Yes, yes.
Right now, you don't need to wait till the army is destroyed. You have to listen to what's going to
happen.
You think that's going to happen?
Yeah.
No, no. You need to give him the praise.
Right.
Don't worry that God is going to bring you out. I'm going to thank God for the problems that I got right now. Somebody said, if I hadn't had a problem, I wouldn't know this song. But he had already brought me through. I would know that he loves me enough to bring me through over and over again. I'm glad about the problem. I joy in tribulations. Tribulations work as patience. Patience is experience. And experience hope. I can't help but hope. I can't help but pray. I can't help but love. I'm going to give him enough. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Everybody, hear my voice right now. Everybody, please stand here right now. Need to give God the praise. You know there's something special about being a part of the household of faith. All of us who are here know that God is real. But I can't help but feel that perhaps there's somebody here who is not giving themselves totally open. What better place to be than in God's hands? He wants you to put yourself in his hands. Somebody is thinking hard about accepting Jesus. They're thinking hard about saying, yes, I'm going to become a part of that church. Let it be one of these days when it's the right day. Maybe a day when the crowd is not so large. Maybe a day when the crowd is small. Or maybe a day when more of my friends are around. I'm going to say yes to the Lord. I'm going to give myself over to the Lord. That same Lord caused that blind man to sing. I'm going to give my hand to the Lord. Somebody's thinking, I'm feeling that right now. I don't think I'll wait for the crowd. I can draw you to wait for it. Gentle touch. Touching you and saying, why not right now? Why do you continue to say to the Lord one of these days? Just wait, Lord. Just wait, Lord. Just wait, Lord. Don't tell the Lord that he's waiting for you all your life. He knows who you are. He knows all the beautiful things about you. All the things you've accomplished. But you know what? He knows all the things that are wrong with you. He's not waiting for you to get it right. He wants you just as you are. Because he can mold you into something special. He can mold you into something beautiful. He can aid help you to get rid of all those habits and situations that continue to pull you down. Somebody want to say yes. You got your arms wide open to say, right now, why not? Right now. Or maybe, just maybe, there's somebody who's already said yes.